Thank you for listening. And please tell a friend about the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hi, I'm Colleen Kelly, host of the national PBS show Family Travel with Colleen Kelly, and you're listening to Travel Planners Radio Show.
We'll have to put Colleen together with Terry Marshall Holder. That'd be a pair to watch. Terry Marshall Holder, our guest, and she's just starting a travel grouping to Norway, which includes, I guess, just about everything other than the airfare. So it sounds like a pretty good deal. We were talking about, you mentioned Vikings. That is, I think everybody thinks of the Vikings when you talk about any Scandinavian country. Is that a part of something that's included in your tours?
Yes, well, the Viking history is really, really deep in this region. In Trondheim, the cathedral that we were talking about, the Nidaros Cathedral, is actually built over the tomb of King Olaf, who was the Viking king who founded Trondheim back in, I think it was 937. It's the oldest city in Norway. And you could actually explore the cathedral from top to bottom. You can go down below and to the crypt, and there are all types of, you know, graves and things down there. But there's also one that has a clear top that is the skeleton of a Viking, and you could tell by the length, the really tall. They don't know for sure who that is, but there's a lot of speculation. And then, but there's that whole region was founded on the Viking history, so there's a lot, you know, a lot of connection. And this young woman I mentioned, Amanda, has restored a boat that she has the old Viking style, and she takes it out for tours in the summer and in the winter.
That's cool.
Around the region and tells some of that history as well as some of the current things. But no, there's a lot of connection to that. There is a there's also this folk museum, and I won't be able to pronounce the word right, but it's on our itinerary. And it's a place where they've brought all these buildings. It's an open-air museum where they've brought all these buildings from around the region, and they're now displayed in this museum, and you can walk through them. And there's a lot of cultural programs that happen there. So there's some connections to the Vikings there as well. And also, for fans of Disney's Frozen movies, the house that was Elsa's summer house in the first movie was actually modeled after a house that's on this museum property.
Very cool.
So there's kind of a little connection there, of course, to Disney and to the Frozen movie, which is so, you know, so popular, and the second one just released. So, but it's just, there's a lot of that kind of history there. There's, well, there's the liquid treasure. Have you tried Aquavit when you were there?
Yes, I was just going to mention, you said that there are now some Michelin star rated restaurants. I know when we were in Oslo in particular, but anywhere we went in Norway, we had excellent meals, just fantastic. And you can't get any fresher seafood, I don't think, than you get in Norway, but they also had some great steaks and so on too. Tell us more about what we can experience in the culinary area of your tours.
Well, yes. Well, you will have an option, of course. People, you know, some people like the Michelin stars, some people want something different. That's fine. Norway, Trondheim has all of that. In the Britannia Hotel, for example, which will be our home for the time that we're there, there are six restaurants to choose from. And there's everything from fine dining to, you know, a more of a French brasserie type place. So, and a wine tasting room with, you know, charcuterie, I never pronounce that word right, and cheese and things like that. But there's also the first two Michelin stars awarded to Trondheim happened last year, and there's two restaurants in town with those. There's also a big sustainability focus there, and they were named as the city that will host the next Michelin. There's an event for Michelin Nordic region, which will be hosted in Trondheim in February, actually, we're there. So there's a big connection to the Michelin star program there now, and just, you know, a wealth of this Nordic flavor, you know, focusing on the traditional dishes and also, of course, as you said, the seafood, which is incredible. Salmon is everywhere. So
yes,
it's just, it's an amazing, if you're going to eat fish, that's the place to do it, you know.
Yeah. I think definitely fresh.
Are the meals included in your tour package?
Some are and some aren't. So we will have some special dinners, you know, an opening dinner and a closing. Breakfast is always included. And then we'll offer suggestions of places based on what, you know, whomever goes, your dining preferences, we'll offer that.
Okay.
You know, we'll give you suggestions for those kind of places. So it's a combination of both. People will have enough time to do some things on their own. but then there'll also be some things with the group that are included.
And how big, how large are your groups going to be?
You know, it's we're aiming for around, 10 to 15 would be ideal. It'd be a large group. You know, I don't want, I think it gets a little impersonal when it's really big for this kind of experience. So that would be the ideal range. But, we'll take whoever wants to go. So I think it's going to be a very different type of tour for people, but a very interesting and a really intimate way to get to know the region, because we're working with people who are residents there, and they'll tell us their personal stories and introduce us, to the way of life. And you'll get to find out why the Norwegians are considered the happiest people, in the world every year.
Well, I have two Norwegians in my family, my two sons on their father's side. They're Norwegian. Yeah.
Yep. Big, tall guys.
Okay. Yep. Well,
6'4".
We have a little bit at NARA.
Yeah. 6'4" and 6'6".
We have it in our family, too, on my side. Yeah.
And you and I are both short.
Terry, do you have special packages to hopefully see the Northern Lights?
Well, part of this, one of the things we'll offer is the opportunity to go out into the fjord with Amanda on her boat, and it gets you away from the city lights. And if the weather's right, there's a good chance to see that out there. And if you go onto the website I mentioned, norwayjourneys.com, you'll see this lovely picture of the row buildings along the Nidelva River there with the Northern Lights above them. So it is possible to see them there.
Yeah, it is seasonal, So, you might want to check to see when is the best opportunity to hopefully see them. They don't happen every night, but it's an amazing experience.
No, they don't, but we'll have to keep an eye. Right. You have to watch. There's different tracking things that kind of give you your best, how it is, the best option, so many percentages of the opportunity to see them. So we'll watch that and schedule accordingly. But no, we're hoping, that's always a bonus if you get to see those.
So. We were on one of the cruises up the coast there on the Hurtigruten line. And in the middle of dinner, they made an announcement, Northern Lights on the port side, and the whole dining room just got up and left. And they were out there ready with their cameras to see it. And it is an amazing experience.
It really is. Yes, it is. You drop what you're doing when the lights come out, that's for sure.
That's
sure
right.
You get to see that.
Well, what else are you doing between now and kicking this off? Do you have any special travel plans coming up soon?
I am just doing a little bit of family travel in the next month or so because of the season, of course, and my kids and grandkids are in Florida, so I'll be down in Orlando in the middle of December for a week. I'm heading out to Chicago to see my brother. So a little bit of family travel, taking a little break right now from work travel, which is always nice too, get some time with the grandkids. That's always a good thing.
Sure. And,
next year I have a few different places on the list, but still working on my calendar, so I'm not sure.
Stay in touch and keep us posted.
And let us know if you're coming back to St. Louis. We'll give you a tour of St. Charles, our home.
I would love that. Thank you.
Website once again, Terry?
NorwayJourneys.com.
Super. Thanks for joining us and
the best of luck.
Thank you.
Our YouTube site, youtube.com/KevinAnsuTravel. Now more than 826,000 views and more than 1,000 subscribers. Thank you very much. When you check out youtube.com/KevinAnsuTravel, press that red subscribe button, please.